You're listening to Real World News. Extractive Industries.
A decade ago in Argentina, the Piquetero movement emerged, made up by unemployed people who blocked routes strategic for the extractive companies. The claim was simple: work and food. This way, the world learned about the existence of small oil towns like Cutralco in Neuquén, Mosconi in Salta, or Ledesma in Jujuy. As time went by, the political spheres and even the Argentinian elites took over the term and their methodology of popular protest, in most cases to end up distorting it. For this reason, the documentary Piqueteras by Malena Bistrovich and Veronica Mastrosimone from Argentina acquires a special value. It reconstructs the period from 1996 to 1999 in which the movement emerged in a 42-minute video. And this is done from a gender perspective because, according to Bistrovich, when we started to research, and there were many months of research, we realized that women made up more than 80% of the movement, from cooking meals to being in charge of security, despite the media attention failing men. Although the men were losing their jobs, they left to look for a new job in another town or got depressed and drunk. They couldn't find a way out. But women had the need to give food to their children every day, and so they decided to block routes. And this is how it started. The documentary was screened in the framework of the Global MVD Festival, which was previously carried out in Berlin, Germany, and this year was held in Montevideo. The festival was organized by an independent group which adopted the European Festival to Uruguay and was carried out from May the 21st to the 27th. The group tried to bring the audience closer to documentaries as a mechanism of denunciation and awareness raising, showing aspects of reality which are mainly neglected or distorted by the media corporations.
You're listening to Real World News.